have an awesome guest today. It's going to be WIBB's on Mr. 4th of July.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
So you go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay, Mr. 4th of July, Al, whatever you want to call me. People like, it's a weird name. No, they want to ask. It's my birthday. That's all. It's just my birthday.
Okay. Cool.
No extra thought put into that at all. No.
Okay. 4th of July.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. He got a good birthday.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Okay.
Oh, well, you do too then. We all got one.
Yeah. Somehow we was born.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to let Liz go ahead and start us off with what we're doing tonight.
All right, you guys. So like Anna said, we are discussing the male perspective part 2. So, Mr. 4th of July.
Part 2.
We're going to get into
it.
It. So the first topic, can a man be out of a woman's league? What do you think about it?
Yeah.
Can we be out of y'all league sometimes?
Yeah, you gotta know you had him like.
Really? Okay.
Are you ready for the full answer? We just said
we're gonna break it down. Okay. First, I wanna know what your perspective is on that, and then we're gonna go for him as financially.
Okay. So you mean out of league financially?
Yes, like, and do you think a woman can be out of a man's league? And if so, how can it be financially on that perspective?
Okay. So you're saying that the man is out of the woman's league or the woman out of the man's league?
No, the woman's out of the man's league.
Okay, so a lot of guys, let's see.
If they already established and they have everything, but she may work at Burger King.
Oh, I saw that video of that.
You know what I'm saying?
So what she's saying is she's asking if, so say for instance, you at Burger King, you get something to eat.
Got it.
A girl, you see how she look, but she like, damn, let me work at Burger King.
Yeah. Hey.
I don't think she gonna be up to par with me.
Nah,
and she'll be asking for me, ask for money, all that. Can she be out of your league?
Oh, that's what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm gonna tell you something. A lot of guys, we're not worried about that, because when you see a woman, no matter where she at in life, you really about her, you help her out. You try to build her up.
Even if she work at Burger King, you trying to get a number one whopper. You now got time for her to be smelling like onions and fries when she come home at night.
We are attracted to things different. If she got a great body that man is into, and she got common sense, I don't care where she at. That does not matter.
It doesn't matter.
Nah, it don't matter. I'm saying a lot of guys, cause like this, if I'm a man,
because I heard opposite.
I'm gonna tell you, as a man, if I feel like I can build something with that woman, she ain't gonna be there forever. She ain't gonna be there forever. I ain't worried about that.
That's it.
That's lightweight. That's lightweight.
Okay. And so the other thing we forgot to say, y'all, this is seasoned answers. So our last male perspective was a younger guy. We're gonna say under 30.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So how old are you?
40.
Okay. He's 40.
Yeah, I'm 40.
So we talking about seasoned men. We talking about the difference in their perspective, age-wise.
I'm going to take it for the guys real quick. When you say seasoned, it's all about experiences.
Okay.
So you might have a dude who, like, he can be 25, he done been through a lot, and he really ready to do that. Good answers. It don't matter.
So you think it's more based on maturity level overall?
Yeah.
Even if their age is different.
Oh,
but it depends on what they've been through.
Yeah.
As far as life.
I know some grown ass kids older than me.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
So also tell us how can we be out of a man's league too? Because you were getting more in depth with that too.
You mean out of college? You mean how can we be out of a man's league?
How can, like, if you approach a woman and you're like, nah, I don't really think she's ready for me. And what is it that I can do as far as thinking, like, oh,
so
I'm not dealing with
if
her.
If I don't have myself together as a man, how can I get to somebody who got themselves together? That was you asking?
Somewhat.
Okay.
But
I got myself. Okay,
you fine. So if I'm out of your league, what do you think will happen as far as us growing later on in life? Do you think it's potential?
Oh no, women don't look at it. They gone. She gone. She ain't working a man out of the league. She like, if you can't, okay, put it like this. I look at it, men, when a woman seeks you, it's all about provision, protection, and security. If you don't have that, you sorry. Sorry, that's how I think women think.
Do
that's
you think
how
it's contradicting that we can do that and guys can't? And the only reason why I say that,
go ahead.
But I had my own experience of how guys always saying a woman asks them for $40. I literally just had somebody ask me for $500, a younger guy. And so I felt like I was not a sugar daddy. I just felt like how men feel at that very moment in my life. Because I ain't never been approached by no man asking.
He tried it. That's all that is.
It's wild. But however, I always hear guys say that that's what women do. That's what women do. They
a lot of them do, but at the same time, you ain't got to get into that just because they ask for it. So what? Mm-hmm. But let me can a guy be out of? Like, if I'm not ready, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. She got it all. That ain't gonna happen.
But what if it's opposite?
Yeah.
If a dude got it all?
You got it all and she ain't got it.
That don't matter.
It don't matter.
I feel like this. Men and women are attracted to two different things. Okay. Y'all looking for provision, protection, a little status and everything. That's all.
Yes, okay.
And
we need
that. And y'all looking at that ass.
That's it. So,
I get it now.
So honestly now, like, yeah, if you what a man is really into physically, that stuff don't matter. He's just gonna make sure you're not crazy, you're not gonna spend all his money up on foolishness. You can be a waitress at the Waffle House, mm-hmm, or you can have your own law firm.
That's it. That's how you get on.
Yeah.
That's how you get on.
So, yeah. And personality, too, is a major factor.
Like I said, you want to make sure you ain't crazy. I can take you out to eat. You're not rude to all the service. I can bring you around moms. You all right? That's what you want to do. You can be in my circle of friends without being, quote unquote, the bitch. They'll rock with you just to see where you at.
All right, you guys. Yeah. I heard it. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter.
We don't think about that experience versus age. I definitely have met more mature 27 year olds than people my age. You've met some grown ass kids, and it's crazy because
you're like, how can you be this age and act so much more mature than what you really are? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense, but okay. You know, it's like that.
It's not unfair. It's just what it is. Women like being like naturally, men like being like that. Physical status, that's all it is. I feel like this. A man is a success object. Mm-hmm. Females are viewed as a sex object. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's just pretty much it. So the more successful I get, the more views, hits, whatever I get. As far as a woman presenting her sex body, that thing light up on whatever it is. That's just what it is.
Okay, so give us an example. Have you came across something like that where you have dated someone who didn't have the quite higher standards as you did? How did that relationship or situation turn out? What was the...
So what you mean her standards, like what?
Like, if she was working at Burger King...
Okay, I don't care about that.
Okay.
But I look for common sense.
Right.
First, is she physically what I want? Mm-hmm. And is she, like, terrible with money? Or do she just like to have a good time and remember that?
Yeah.
That's it.
So you have experienced that before?
I ain't dated, but I ain't dated in years because my filter is so good now. My filter is like, all right, don't worry about it. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm one of the people, like, I can be sitting out with you for the first time.
Right.
And then we have a conversation in the back of my mind because I know y'all dated too. You're like, I'm not going to talk to this person anymore. You just don't say it out loud. But once that date over with, cool.
It's over with. You blocking or not blocking?
Like nobody.
Okay. I'm just saying, some people do that. They be like, well, I ain't fucking with you no more, so yeah, there's no need. And then if they keep calling,
I'm like this. If I like somebody and we had a cool conversation, that's fine. Just cause I don't see you as a partner, a long time partner, don't mean I can't just speak or socialize with you or be an associate.
That's true. That makes sense.
You might need something like one day. Whatever I do, okay, I'm in personal training. Like, hey, you know what? I know we're rock with each other, but I need some help.
Yeah.
Got you, so what?
And that just comes from the maturity and what you've been through, your experience.
Experience,
that's it. And that's what it has, and that's what comes with it, you guys. You have to make sure that, you know, this is just from Mr. 4th of July. He's talking about what he's been through during his experience.
Let me state that I can't speak for all men out there. Sorry. You know, some guys might agree, some might not. Some women might think I'm crazy, some might not. But it's all good. It's just me and my head.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, Anna, so we can talk about, do we feel like we can date out of our league? How do you feel? Do you think you're dating out of our
league? I tried. It didn't work.
It didn't work.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work because at the end of the day, a woman got to have that sense of security and provision. Provision is number one. You look all across nature, that's what it is. No matter. Any male, anything. If you're not providing or protecting, you're out of there. You're weak. That's how they see you.
That's true.
But just within our species, provision translates into money and status.
Yeah, it is. And it's like, I know for me, my personal experience was that it was not had it all. I didn't have it all, but I was more educated than he was. I looked at things a little bit different than him. I saw 5 to 10 years ahead of time. He saw yesterday, tomorrow. He didn't see a vision at all. And anytime I talked about my vision, he was like, well, why are you trying to do that? I don't understand it. Like, live for the day. And I'm like, no, I'm living for it when I turn 65. Like, I don't understand that.
It's just you're in a different place in your life.
He was 34 years old. So I'm thinking he's supposed to be a little more mature and more established and that kind of thing. Really didn't mean. And that's where I realized that he was out of my league and that I deserve so much better.
See, that'd be awesome. You said out of your league. Now he was in your league. That's what you said. now, when you say he's not in your league, I understand.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah. So it, I mean, that was my own personal experience with that. And I'm not going to say that I'm not going to help a person. I'm not going to ever say that. However, I do know my limits now from that experience. I had to go through it. You know what I'm saying? I had to go through that part of, you know, maybe he'll do better tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he'll finally get it today.
Right.
And it never happened. So yeah. I gave up on it. Whatever. Yeah. On to the next.
I'll be benefit of the doubt. I'm good. But I do understand, like, everybody that you meet might not be at that same point in your life. Right.
Right.
But you are, it's perfectly fine. Y'all can still be associates or whatever, but romantically, nah.
Yeah, essentially, you already know what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the thing that felt like, I feel like with me being, when I call myself undateable, that's questions I ask up front. I'm not 21, huh?
Somebody asked about it, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not 21, undateable.
Yeah, they were like, what do you mean? I'm like, let me ask it.
Okay, I can elaborate on what undateable means. I'll go back to my answer later. But what I mean by undateable is just that going on so many dates and then never going anywhere.
Yeah.
Talking to people for years and it don't go through. Like, I literally still talk to people that I met 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We ain't being nothing. We ain't even had sex, you know what I'm saying? We just talking. Like, what the hell? What we doing, bro?
Oh, wow.
What's wrong? And I literally felt like before I started this podcast, I was friend zoned several times. Dudes still want to talk to me. They still want to have contact with me, but they don't want anything else. And the one thing I got is that you're better as a friend. And I'm trying to figure out why.
But like, don't they say you should get with a married best friend?
That's my point. So, but the thing about it is,
I'm just asking.
It's too long.
For who?
I ain't got time for that.
For who?
For me. My clock is ticking.
I'll be
35.
I got a question. So what's too long?
What's too long?
Yeah, I just
I got my whole life plan, baby, up until 35. I'm having all my kids for 35.
Okay, I got you. So yeah.
I got a plan and I already know where I want to go in life. My plan is already set. I'm already on the 5-year plan that I had 5 years ago. I'm on that right now. It's not exactly where I want to be, but it's going there.
You know what I mean?
So the next 5 years, I ain't trying to play games. So I ain't got time.
So you looking for a guy to fit in your plan?
Yeah.
And that's how we should. I mean,
say it.
I feel like Anna stated, you know, when people come across our podcast, it's like, ooh, undateable chicks, what's that? And I get questions. It is. It's very dope. So don't forget to tune in. But at the same time, it's like, okay, why are you guys doing this? We're not doing this so it can seem so we can, you know, get people to listen. It's more so from our experience and what we have experienced from dating. Mm-hmm. And dating as a mom, dating while being here in Atlanta, mm-hmm. you know, and they can be very strenuous because we have so much competition that's against us.
Every woman passes, I'm like, damn.
I need to ride around with y'all then.
Man, I saw him today at the gas station. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's the Amazon. She was like 6'2", body on fleek. I said,
main goal of the Undateable Chicks podcast is to give women a platform who feel the same way we feel. Because it's a lot of women out there. I literally have been talking to this one girl. Shout out to Amber. I know you, girl. I've been talking to this girl for 2 years. We talk about nothing but our relationship problems. I've never met Amber, but that's what we talk about. And because I'm able to interview men, because that's who I want to find out why. Like, what's going on? Why do you ghost women? Why do you not be upfront with women? Why this? Why that? Me having asking those questions and getting the answers back, I'm able to relay the message on to other women. And then they also had a platform to be able to, hey, well, can you ask this question? Or can you say this? Or can you ask them this? Because they don't have the balls to ask the guys themselves. But I do.
Right.
Well, I got something I want to say to that. Reason I tune in, because I believe nobody should be in an echo chamber. If you're looking for relationship advice and you're not understanding women, don't ask no man. You be like, oh, these women crazy. Why? Listen to what the women saying. All these women didn't collectively have a meeting just to make up these stories.
No, we didn't.
So I can think as crazy as I want, but I ain't in here in the field. I don't think, dude. So y'all know what it's like. So I'm like, hey, I ain't like that. That's all I hear. I'm not like that. Women have similar stories. So I'm like, okay, y'all really dating. I'm thinking y'all really dating like these two or three dudes and sitting acting crazy. But nah. What I like what y'all doing is the fact that y'all are asking me how they feel so women can hear.
Mm-hmm.
And also that you putting y'all stories out there raw, which mm-hmm. I really appreciate so guys can really hear it. Because there's some guys who out there doing that, and some guys like, man, I ain't know it like that.
Yeah.
So I really like, man, it's really like that.
Yeah, it is.
And it's funny.
approaching, and right. So have women, I'm sure this is like probably a rhetorical question, but have women approach you just on some strength, like, I want to get to know you, I want to be more than just friends?
Women don't approach, they're scared of rejection.
Okay, well, I got this.
I can't speak for them, I'm sorry. I can't speak for them, but no.
So I have this article that I ran across today, and the blogger name is J.L. Lambert, and it's a guy.
What's up,
and this is what he said. He says, 80% of guys that you meet, this is for women, won't be your type. But guess what? Undesirable men will speak first, chase you, wear you down, and do whatever it takes to get you, because they know you will settle for whatever you can get more often than approaching what you want.
Yeah.
The world is changing, and ideas of men should do and what women should do are just that, ideas. If you want to win, you must innovate. Do not make excuses as for what you want, and do not stick to the old ways. So that's his perspective on women approaching men, and that we should do it more often and not be so stuck in, oh well, he has to approach me first. And that's what my mama said, if a man don't approach me, then that means that he doesn't want me. So how do you feel about that?
Well, how afraid of you are rejection, that was the question.
Yes, pretty much.
A lot of people, they can't deal with that rejection. Some the guys who always speak, it's a numbers game for them guys. They out here trolling, they like, I'm mad she said no, man, she said no. And y'all call them like, what, not dating, well, they ain't really nothing, and they're not serious.
Ain't my type.
But most guys, I can speak for myself. Once you come into manhood and realize that you're just pursuing your purpose, as long as you're pursuing your purpose, women will always be there.
True.
And once you start chasing women, then you start losing your purpose, then you start losing it on life and other opportunities. But as far as a woman asking a man, as what you, do you want to shoot your shot? On you. That's more aggressive. Nothing wrong with that. However, I believe in signaling. I think a woman should signal just to see.
Just to see what's up.
Even if it's just eye contact. You ain't got to be winking and blowing kisses and stuff like that, you know.
Putting your ass out.
Yeah. But if it's a guy you see, I don't care where it is, gym, bar, wherever you go, grocery store, whatever, you make a little eye contact, a lot of guys can pick up on that, like, okay, she looked at me, let me see, she looked at me, you gonna look back, he come speak, cool. But what you don't want to do is like, dang, you see a guy you really think is it,
right.
You walk up on him and he just shoots you down. Can you deal with that? That's something you gotta ask yourself. I'm saying, if you feel like shooting a shot, go for it. Because a lot of women, they like, well, I'm single, but you ain't trying to talk
but
to me.
But see, the thing about it is with that, I hate to interject, but.
You could. No, that's
good,
but all
me. It's like when you do shoot your shot, they say, oh, well, women, because I know me, dudes do not approach me. The only guys that approach me is snaps the dudes at the gas station.
Well,
and white men.
I'm going to tell you who approached me.
That's who approached me.
I mean, a lot of women who. Terrible body composition. Terrible. I'm going to be nice. And just they just not it. But those are the ones who speak. And I'm like, no, bro, you see how hard I worked on everything? I can't go, no, no. So it's the same thing. You're not going through nothing different than I'm going through. People don't approach. People are like, oh, you're in the gym, you're doing this, you look like this, blah, blah, blah. I know you got tips. No.
I don't have no holes.
That's your fault.
I have no holes.
You want some holes or you want some men?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm messing with you.
You just
want
hoes.
That's easy.
No, I don't want that. I feel like when the reason why guys don't approach me is because they think I have hoes. I have guys and I don't. And they what I always get. They think I have a whole bunch of dudes.
As far as I know, every woman is just raining dick everywhere y'all go. It's no, I ain't saying it's quality. But I'm just saying, everywhere you go is not an issue. Hey, if you look like something, I know you got dudes who want you. I know.
Easy. The ones
that ain't saying nothing to you is the ones you probably want. The ones who you are looking, not looking at, they the ones walking up on you. Right?
Exactly.
You might say a dude to think he cute, but you ain't gonna say that. Like I said, go back to the eye contact. Something.
Yeah,
something.
Something. Even if you say hello, you know?
Be like, hey, my name is so-and-so.
Yeah.
People overthink this stuff so much. If a woman walks up to me like, hey, my name is XYZ, I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? I'm this. I know she's interested because she walked up to me. Now it's up to me.
To initiate.
Exactly.
Understood.
Now, she ain't got to be like, hey, so what's up? What you doing Friday? She ain't got to do that.
Yeah, that's
going to
come off too.
Nah, because I'm going to tell you what that signal to a guy. Okay, she's trying to smash. Is she crazy or she trying to smash? I don't know. I don't know. But it depends on when you catch a dude to be in a dry spell. Like, I'm just gonna see what happens, bro. That's it.
All right, so we're gonna go on to the next topic.
All right.
Which is called flaws and all.
Oh, man. Let's get it.
So what flaws will turn you off? Like, is it like stinky breath, stinky feet, like hairy?
Do we have to even bring hygiene? Is automatic.
I mean,
what
it is.
Like, what?
It is automatic. That's some automatic. People may feel like they can just skate on by with just.
Some people don't know they gross thing.
I give you that.
That's true.
I'm having a rough time in my life. I can't talk to you right now because I don't want to hurt his feelings. His breath was stinking. I can't do
that. See, that's my thing. Like, some people have halitosis. I don't understand that. But what you were saying, like, they stink, they this and that. Like, if you don't have a sense of personal hygiene, what are you doing?
Yeah.
As a person.
Their best life. Yeah. They live their best life.
That's not their best life. Stop. No.
No, I literally, like, I feel like the person did not know they broke the stink.
Because some people don't. Because they're used to it.
And it's like.
They're used to it.
Damn, you don't smell
that.
But when you say flaws, it's.
Like, if they hairy, like, they got some little mustache or something, you know.
It's cosmetic stuff.
It's cosmetic stuff.
You talking cosmetic stuff right now. That's all you talking about. Like, yeah, it's okay, she hairy. Like, how hairy? She got a beard? That's terrible. She got a beard. But if she, like most chicks, I'm going to tell you, they got that little bit in the corner.
I got this right here.
I'm just saying, it's right here. I done seen some chicks who got a little sparseness.
You know, right?
I done seen that.
Bye. A little taco meat.
But if you got body odor, that's a whole nother issue. That's not a flaw. That's a personal issue. Like, bro, you can't smell yourself.
Probably not. Yeah. I heard
that. They got nose one. Let me think of some flaws. These cause what you say? That's cosmetic. Cosmetic is nothing.
Don't look at my toes.
Okay, put like this. A guy, okay, you like, don't look at my toe, but a dude, like, oh, see, you got 1-5. She good. She got 10. We in the game. As long as you don't like those slaves.
What's the polish coming off? And then you can't
play. Let me give you a scenario. You talk to a girl for a long period of time, and then y'all finally get the space, a personal space.
Got it.
And you know she got a short on.
Well, how about I just find that out after
because
a long period of time?
That happened to me and I didn't know.
You wasn't paying attention. You must have really been blinded by something.
You
wasn't
blind.
You had to be blinded because I'm going to tell you. Here it is.
I didn't see it.
Guys are physical. We size y'all up from the jump. We look at everything. Everything.
We got the missing tooth in the front.
We already looking.
You going to be able to sit next to me with the missing tooth?
It's
gonna
take some.
That's cosmetic. If he really like, man, you know what? She got a tooth. She got that head. So he like, I'm gonna go ahead and get to the bathroom.
Yeah,
get that mouth fixed.
Talk to a female
mom.
Yeah,
it's physical. Now, you know, some people have high standards of others. Now, you don't want a trash ass woman, but at the end of the day, y'all discussing cosmetics. And I get it because, honestly, the way I feel, speaking just for me, women are more detail oriented. Right, so y'all gonna look at stuff. Y'all know, like, man, girl, his shoes ragged, his eyebrows bushy. You know what I'm saying? When I look at a woman, I'm gonna tell you how dudes look at women from the floor up, women look at dudes from the head down. So we like, all that. We like, okay, boom, we get there. Like, I might be at work with that, but women, y'all look at all this, like, his teeth crooked, his eyes too far apart, this going on, his hairline, we ain't worried about that. You like, you got it too. I'm gonna eat them a breast, man, ass, man. I want all of it. She got all that. What can I fix? We can work with all that. Mm-hmm. It's physical for guys. That's the thing. See, what y'all fail to realize, guys, look, we're attracted to two different things.
Okay.
Again,
yeah.
We look at it, it's physical for us. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to convey to y'all. Other than that, y'all looking at, y'all very detailed, which is perfectly fine. Because y'all have children, you don't want the children looking half crazy. I get that.
Of course.
Right.
So that's why women look. That's just something I see. Women look from the head down like, you're not his head. Like, but his body look good. But his head terrible now. Dude, like, shoot, she can have a damn near horse head. Like, you know what? I might not. I don't know. He's going to be on the fence about it.
So this, I be seeing questions
of
people like, how the hell she do that?
Cause y'all be like, hey, he talking to her?
Yeah.
Like, what's she doing? Like, what's she doing with him? Everything he like.
That's
what she doing for. So, yeah. So,
right.
But I'm only speaking for me. I can't speak for all guys, you know. So it is what it is.
Okay, okay.
But
so yeah. Do we have any story, Anna, from any man we dated? Well, you already spoke on it with the arm.
Yeah, I didn't know he had short arm, and all the reason.
How did you see that?
Cause it was okay. So it was a long arm, but it was short. Cause when he pulled
what?
The
what?
Okay, a long so arm, he but it was okay. Short. So it was like a regular size arm, but it was like it was like this.
He was born like that.
Yeah, he told me he got shot. Long story. Anyhow, I did not notice it. This was the second date, so our first date, it was kind of in the dark. I didn't see what it did. So this was our second date, and we was out. He's like, he had a studio, went to his house, and then when we were sitting there, it was a whole bunch of light.
You were in the house on the second date.
Shut up. It was a good time. I had my friends. Okay. School, whatever. It was a studio. It's like this. I don't know you like that. And here you here.
It's a date.
It's not a date. That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
Chill out.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Tell the story.
Anyway, I was sitting down along with my friends and then some other people. He said, you want some wine, some champagne? And I was like, oh yeah, cool. And he came in there. He literally had the bottle and the short arm. And I was like, hey.
So what did you see first? The bottle and the short arm?
Yeah, I thought short arm. The first thing I thought about, right, it's my strong hand. That's what I thought about.
See, I can pick up on energy. I'm like, don't worry about it. It's over with. It was over. Once you seen that, I'm like, it's over.
I didn't do that.
But like I said earlier, I've been with people. I like, in back of my mind, like, yeah, that's it. I ain't gonna say it out loud. That's it.
It just freaked me out a little bit. I know a person like that. I had a friend who, she was born. They broke her arm when she was born.
Okay.
She came out feet first when she was born.
Okay.
So, of course, I've seen that before, but I didn't see it until that day. I hadn't talked to the man forever. So I didn't notice it, and it freaked me out.
So what attracted you to this guy in the first place?
He had a cute head. I mean, cute face.
Like I said, from the head down. From the head down. That's all you see. So if you were looking from the feet up like we do, you like, I see that on. See that on.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah. I experienced this guy talked to, and he was missing. It was a tube. Mm-hmm. He was chipped, like, right here in the front.
Can't get it fixed.
And we went in a Waffle House. All I can see was that tooth that was chipped off.
At least it wasn't moving.
Did he have dental insurance?
We didn't even get that deep into see if he had any insurance. It was
a little bit. Obviously not, because he still had a chipped tooth.
He did.
Did he have healthy gums? I'm just being
normal. I mean, that's when I was looking at.
If he has healthy gums, he can go ahead and get something nice.
I mean, he could, but I just was like, I can't bring you to the cookout because my mama's going to be like, why you got this man?
I got wretched tooth.
And it
ain't
even
that. He might have tipped it like a couple of days ago. He might have an appointment in a week. You don't know.
See, that's what we don't do. We don't ask questions. We just look like, I'm not messing with that. And we just stop talking to guys. See, we're going to have to stop acting.
You know, I don't stop talking to people. I just be like, okay.
Next.
Let's see what we're going to do. No, I don't know people because I feel like this. What is my judge me?
Sense of accountability, that's a flaw.
Yeah, Yeah.
Stuff like that, you like, you need to really do some self-reflection. If a two chip, I'm like, I got dental insurance. What is that?
No, I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
You
know,
I mean, some stuff, I can't deal with somebody that lacking accountability, or they just too self-centered, or they just full of themselves, or anything, too bitchy. I can't. I'm like, you got to work on it. But, yeah, I get your feet done. You need your teeth fixed. Okay, if we click, I get your teeth fixed. Yeah. We don't, that other stuff like that, that's cosmetics, man. You'll see a dude to buy an old car in here, hook it up. Just how you like it. And love it to death. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if you get a car, he get a brand new car, the motor's trash, he can't do nothing with it. I don't even want it no more. So I'm like, nah, bro. So yeah, the flaws, what you think about flaws is perfectly fine, because that's how women think. Y'all more detailed.
Yes.
So me, I'm like, nah, I can work with that. I can work with that. I like
so that's why we see fine dudes with what we, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Of course.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And we be like, what the fuck?
She doing everything. She doing everything he like.
That's it.
That's what you gotta understand.
I see that every day, even at work. I be like, yeah, that happened.
Okay, I'm telling you, I see, right? On the other end, I'm like, that dude, he fat as hell, got one eye, bald head. But ain't like, dog, he making six figures though. Like, he got all the women, bro. Like, damn.
That's one thing I can't get into. Oh, man. Dudes with money, I be freaked out.
Cause you got money, man. That's what you just told me.
No, it's just.
Yeah.
I can't get. It's not that I can get past the outer shell. That's not it.
Yeah.
I have to actually like. I dated a guy who was wealthy, right?
Okay.
And he wasn't in the public eye, but he had money.
Got it.
The way he talked to me was disgusting. Mm-hmm. And apparently he does this. That's his normal thing. And women flock to him.
Yeah.
Women flock to him. You feel me? I'm just like, no, it's not that serious for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I'd be able to date no man, fat man with one eye. I wouldn't be able to get past the one eye.
Or the chip too.
I mean, the chip too is cool because you can feel that in.
You're right.
If he got 6-0, a lot of them like, yeah, we with it. Let's do it.
I don't know. I probably got it. I don't know.
Let
I gotta
me
be
stop generalizing.
Because my brain just can't get past
y'all
that
not
part.
That bad. Let me say that. Women, y'all not that bad. Some of y'all.
Not all of it, but the ones that are like that, they think all women. Like, I just had a dude today.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him out. His name Troy something Touch.
We don't care.
Troy, what's his name? Troy Touch.
Hey, I don't know you, Troy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Troy, he do massages on Instagram.
Wow.
Oh, okay. I think I remember.
Hey, Troy? I don't know you, bro, so it's whatever.
But no, he need to be called out because he getting an attitude with me because he asked me for sex and I told him, what? Troy Time Touch. He said, hi, man. Just want to know if you still interested in essential massage. I never asked for a massage. What are you talking about?
Are you trying to promote and get some ass?
He's trying to get some ass.
You know what? He's shooting Steph Curry. That's all it was.
What the fuck? Hold on.
He's shooting the 3-point. He's shooting the long three.
Oh, okay.
He's shooting the long shot. Hey, no. Miss. Air ball. Don't worry about it.
You do that. He ain't going to block me. I like watching.
You ain't with you with? What he with? But just like if a dude ain't in your plan, X, he ain't
your plan. I'm going to watch my stuff.
And that's it.
Hey, so, no, I'm right. Yeah, so it's I don't know. That's weird. A weird thing. Like I don't know. Men are weird. They say they don't want no hoe. Yeah, they try to hoe you out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
What you mean they want a hoe?
They
want their own personal hoe.
Well, no, they don't.
Difference.
The ones. Okay, so I don't really know how to explain it. I said people jumping in my inbox.
Yeah.
Either trying to trick me to come to some set saying they doing modeling, right?
Okay.
But alright, I'm not stupid, okay?
Good job.
The next thing is the guys who got the verified check marks on their
IG page.
Yeah. They think they are obligated to pussy and you're not. And when I shut them down, they curse me out. They go off on me and then they block me. But I'm like, I like your content. Why are you blocking me? Like,
see,
all I said was no.
Right. But see, they feel like they're able to get what they want. Exactly. I totally agree because we feel like if we go ahead and throw this pussy out first, oh, well, this is gonna keep him. This is what's gonna make me. He gonna blow me up and this and this. I'm just being real. That's what we do. Most women who feel like if they can give up their pussy first, and if it's someone who has some type of celebrity status or IG, then they feel like, oh, well, they put me on. But you're not helping me because this is not gonna get me any farther than me doing on my own. Period.
Okay. This is how it works from my eyes and my years. Women
journey
are the gatekeeper of all sexual activity. Guys want sex, desire sex. It's a numbers game for guys. So they're going to hit you, they're going to hit you, they're going to hit you. It's a numbers game. All right?
I try both of y'all.
So if you with it, cool. Okay? Okay. But as far as a woman, you don't even have to think or worry about it because once you put the energy out, you can select. Guys have to get creative, go through the numbers game so they can select. So they got to press you, they're going to ask you, they're going to ask you, they're going to ask a lot of people. You got to ask. Just so they can get a lay. That's it. Women, all you gotta do is take a back shot. Boom. You go to likes, hit on the DMs.
Yeah.
That's all it is. So it's not, you don't have to put the effort in, so you're not gonna think about trying to get a sexual partner. Now, if you had a dry spell and everybody you're talking to is not paying no attention, then you might play a numbers game when you get that itch. That's what guys are doing when they get that itch. Like that testosterone flowing. Like, bro, man, let me go ahead and see what's out. Let me see what's cracking. What else can I leave with? They ain't bite. Well, I got some money. You want to go out to eat? What you want to eat?
Yeah.
You know, that's just how I see it. If you don't see it that way, guys, sorry. That's the way I see things.
Well, it makes sense. I mean,
but
I just...
shit, that's the thing. That's how you got to think.
But I'll think about it like that, but I just feel like, you know, you can't get mad at somebody until you know.
Yeah.
You got to just go on with the flow. Why you got to block me?
Like I said.
They be in their feelings, their ego is shut down. They feel like, oh, well, oh, she don't want me, then I'm going to move on and I'm going to just bash her by blocking her, doing something malicious. Okay. That's all that is. They just in their feelings, period.
Okay. I got the same thing. It was always an inverse, right? Men be in their feelings because they can't get their ass to get the chick.
Right.
But when it comes to the relationship, men are the gatekeepers of all marriages and relationships. You will never, ever be married until the man is ready to be married.
Y'all heard this word, it's new, it's called bi-flexible.
Oh, that's a whole other topic.
It is.
But with that being said, a lot of women's getting their feeling when they can't get that relationship status. So it's the same thing. You ain't getting no ass, you getting this feeling, blah, 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 same little petty stuff. Mm-hmm. Then you want a chick, like, I'm ready to do this, blah, 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 and you not ready, she do the same thing. I'm blocking you, you ain't on this, what I'm on. So it's always an inverse to everything that you're feeling. It's just we're not equal. We're attracted to different things. We attract each other differently.
Yeah.
But people are always like, oh, well, nah, we the same. No, we're not. We're not. If you keep thinking we're attracted to the same thing, you're always going to be lost. Mm-hmm. And it's always an inverse. So that pettiness, we get it too. I can go out on 1 or 2 dates. She's like, okay, what we dating for? What we doing? I'm trying to date with a purpose. I'm like, everybody date with a purpose? What you think?
Oh, yeah, we did.
What I'm saying, to me, that's a confusing thing.
It is.
So we're like, I'm dating for the purpose. Like, what that mean? Why you think I'm down here with you? I have a purpose for coming out. I want to gather data first.
Right.
People stress dating too much. Like, you put too much weight on that. Like, no, I'm gathering data. I got to make sure you're not crazy. Got to make sure you not just looking for money and gold digging. I got to make sure you just got common sense.
You brought that up a few times, so that's very important.
Well, conversation is not common. I mean, you've met a lot of dumbasses, I can tell. Yeah, you got. That's why y'all doing the show. Y'all know a lot of dumbass people.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
So you meet all these dumbass folks, and like, yeah, you want a guy who got common sense. Yeah, you might, he might be everything you want. You might be ready to smash right then and there, but you like, no, let me hold up.
Back it up.
Do this man got common sense?
They don't.
And that, there you go. You just say some time.
Human, they still be crazy.
Right. Oh, I almost was about to give you some, but
just a little bit longer.
And that's why guys got to listen to the show so they can tell y'all what y'all messing up with. Because a lot of guys don't know they're messing up like that.
But how are we going to tell them without being rude?
Yeah, like.
For me, in my brain, he just trying to fuck. That's it. And so I'm going to be
all dudes trying to fuck.
I know that.
No, that's it. That's why.
But then you can at least pretend like you're not. Like you're trying to get to know me or something. Damn.
Pretend is not being real.
What I'm saying is, just like.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, it came out wrong. But what I mean is that instead of just, for me, in my mind, that's going to be your ultimate goal. So you sexualizing me, or I mean, I like compliments, whatever. But if that's the entire topic of the conversation, we can talk about what's going on in the world. What are you doing? What you doing in spare time? You can tell that I sure want to see what you look like under them clothes.
That kind of shit.
It's a turn off for me, and it makes me think you a whore and that you want to fuck. We in Atlanta, and I work for the health department, so no thank you, bitch.
I got you.
No, thank you.
So guys, practice some strength a little bit. And you might get a little purple. But I get that, but don't think when somebody is swiping right or hitting you up, oh, nah, they thinking straight with the little head. Like, okay, I wonder what she's talking about.
That's why girls, they fucking wild.
They come so direct. Like, what's up? Can I see you later on the night?
I'm your massages.
But I'm going to tell you, they doing you a favor when they do that. When they do
you're
that,
right. You're right. They are. They,
so don't worry
eliminating.
About it. Because I like the chicks. When the chicks be on social media or Tinder, whatever day it's like, when they got their cash app in there, I'm like, oh, you just did me a favor. Next, you know what I'm saying? Cash app me. I like to be spoiled. All that stuff. You doing me a favor. Cool.
But
don't
worry about it. Cool. Hitting them up, though. It's dudes hitting them up, though.
That's fine. Right. But I'm just saying, man,
and
I'm
that's
like, but,
with the men.
But it lets you know. It lets you know where they at. So I appreciate it.
Waste the time, not waste it. Yeah. Oh,
instead of lying, like, you know, hey, I think you have a great mind, and I really think you're all perfect. No, I'm trying to smack you. If you say that directly to you, you already know where you're at, what a put. Right. If you look good to you, like, I might not. At least you're being straight up. So I respect the folks. When the team's like, I'm a gold digger, I like to be spoiled, we need to travel. I'm like, hell yeah. Swipe, I'll let you later. I ain't that dude. But right. There's a dude out there like, hell yeah, I was looking for that. Yes.
Well, we're gonna go on to the next topic, which is it really harder dating for a man? I guess we kind of intertwine this question with what we already discussed thus far. So, is it really harder dating being a single black man versus? I know for us it's different. We already get our spiel, but how do you feel? Is it harder on your behalf?
I can't say it's necessarily harder because it all depends on where you're at and what your status is as a guy. Like I say, women. Look at it as a success, obviously. So the more successful you are or the more status you have, hell no, it ain't hard, dude. It ain't hard.
Right.
I'll use this example. Let's just say Kevin Hart, right? 5'5" or 4", whatever he is. If he was just a manager at Walmart, ain't nobody checking for him.
Really cute, though.
That's fine.
No,
that's fine. But Kevin Hart, with all the money, he got way more women now.
Right.
Because his status.
Exactly.
Okay. But he could be the exact same dude, just as funny. Mm-hmm. Men's at Walmart making maybe 60, 70. It's not the same.
Right. He won't have as many hoes.
No, he won't. Mm-hmm. But so when it comes to like, it's a hard thing, but it's all depends on where you at in life.
Right.
So and the more successful you are as a guy, the more options you have.
Mm-hmm. I agree with
that. That's true. That's real.
So you thought as for me, you want me personally?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. So I'm vertically challenged. I've been told.
Vertically challenged.
Wow.
For sure.
Listen. Yeah.
So your highest came.
A large part of my life, I was like, I mean, chicks maybe 5'2", 5'3", but like you're too short, like wear heels. I'm like, well, I'm 5'8", but what you gonna wear 6'7" in heels everywhere we go?
Right.
But I get it why women do that, and I'm not mad, cause don't bend your taste and your preferences just to appease me. Mm-hmm. If I'm not what you like and everything you want, go ahead.
Yeah.
You fine, go ahead.
But let me tell you, with women, I used to be like that. I was one of those women that used to judge people by their height.
So knocked down, then.
No.
Okay, I just messed
up. No, God got me all the way to put together, okay? Nice. Because I told him I couldn't date him because he was shorter than me.
Oh, well, I heard that plenty of times.
And you know what he told me? He said, you don't know what I can offer you. Mm-hmm. You just out here judging me by what I have on the outside. You don't know what I have inside. You don't know what I can offer you, what kind of life I can bring you. None of that.
Yeah.
And when I say he got my life together, he got my life together, and then he stopped talking to me. But I can't blame him. But that right there woke me up, because I thought about what if somebody was to judge me, because sometimes I'm too tall for people.
I'm
too tall.
So when it comes to tall chicks, everything I like to hug is right there. Just yell. Right. It don't matter.
No, I'm just saying, I had to literally put myself in a, in a guy's situation.
Yeah.
Because to think about if somebody wants to judge me based on my skin color, or to think about somebody judging me just because I'm taller, or because I wore a weave, or my head kind of big, you feel me?
That's
like,
so
all of that stuff.
Your head ain't big, your neck.
So, you know, I had to figure out, so I don't judge dudes off their height no more. You feel me? And so I just think women should do that as well. I said, just shout out women. Y'all need to, like, take a look at what guys can offer you outside of.
That's
just
what you
wear. Yeah, I can't even speak for that, because I still be like,
you gotta like what you like, right?
Yeah.
As
I still
be
like,
however, how can you judge somebody for that?
It's not judging.
It is, because you cannot control your height. You can't control
how
you
feel
it. I can't
but
control
it. But if that's my preference,
but she can't control that neither.
Right.
She can't control that.
I understand. Yeah. I just feel like people should have different views. Like, look at
all things. Like that guy that got you together, it's all good, no harm, no foul. Y'all straight. But he did open your eyes. So it did work out for both of y'all. Because at the end of the day, y'all know if that was working or not. But he got you together. He decided to spend that time to get you right. And you was open to it.
And you know, that goes back to people being in your life for seasons. He was just in your life for that
season, that moment. But no matter what. But no, you know, that's it. And I feel like sometimes I don't want those shots. But some taller guys are, they think they're entitled.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of it's a status thing. Status is not just money.
It's what you look like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you got that look, even like a built dude, like people look like, oh man, you must know. I know you plenty know. But you got a guy who's, I don't know, over 6'2". So
why you don't like
got him? Got some decent body. And he got a decent job. Yeah, the women ain't coming at him. So he might get a little inflated. Is it like when a woman got all them hundreds of thousands of likes? She gonna be a little inflated. She gonna think she too good for a few people. Same thing.
I only get 30 likes sometimes. I think I'm too good.
Man, you doing good.
It don't matter. You supposed to.
Cause yeah, you doing good.
Yeah, my boss,
I'm telling you, your likes are real. When a woman got all them likes, they just trying to smash it. They like looking at your ass. Get out of here.
And I never posted my ass. I'm so proud of
myself. Yeah, if I get 100 likes and I ain't took my shirt off, I'm like, hell yeah, that's all right. These people just looking at me. Okay. So it's all good. Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah, so you
happy good. Yeah, so, I hit a short stuff, but I ain't worried about that. It don't bother me at all.
Understood. Okay, so how do you feel about dating younger women? Also, the difference from dating older women.
Oh,
well. And what is your preference with that, too?
Who cares?
If you have one.
Well, for guys, it's different. I'm at that age now where if you 25, let's go. If you 45, let's go.
No, R. Kelly, though.
Hell, that's pedophilia.
No.
Now, but I do feel like, way down there, like 18, 19, 20, I feel like I tell people like fish. You're like, no, that's a little fish. Throw that one back. She need to go through something. I feel like every woman need to go through a heartbreak, being broke for a little while. She need to learn how to live on her own without a bunch of roommates. A lot of times they don't get that to 25.
Yeah.
So, go through that. I think everyone need to go through the experimental phase just to be PG with it. I think you need to go through all that before you sit here and try to be in a serious relationship. So most of the time, people get around 25, they done did all the, you know, the little what they call the whole phase, and I've been broke, I had this dude that hurt my feelings, and
right.
I hate dudes, and they trash, and then they trying to work on their little path. Now they done been to that point, like, all right, the world really fucked up, so I'm going to just give me an okay dude and try it.
Well, not so, but just,
that fantasy is gone. Like, I'm going to meet this Mr. Mm-hmm. Perfect, you know, dude who got all this money, tall, and he just really just faithful to me and nobody else.
Cut them off. Yeah. Because that goes out the window. Yeah, once you get older as a woman, that does fade. And it's like, what was I thinking? Why did I feel like I needed all of those things in order for me to have a man or a complete package?
The package is a whole other story.
It is.
I feel like the complete package is whatever perfect for you.
Yeah.
It's no tailored package. I don't look at TV and worry about society. I like... Right. People like, you looking for the perfect chick? Like, nah, they're looking at what's perfect for me, bro. I ain't worried about all that other stuff. Worry about that. She ain't got I don't need all that crap. I need what I like me back.
You know what? I always have to say this. I don't know if you heard it before, but one day I went to church and praying. You know, you always pray for that man. As a woman, I pray for my man. I want what he want. I gotta be specific this time because I was not specific. I was married. I got married in 19. So I wasn't specific when I prayed that prayer. However, that day, I was thinking about it, it was on my mind. That's when I came up with this little idea and all that kind of stuff. And my pastor said something to me that stuck out to me. Sometimes the fact you're praying for is not gonna come in direct and expect. That person is not gonna be exactly what you want. They're gonna have qualities and everything you want. And I'm not saying you're gonna have to learn to love them, but it's gonna just come in a different packaging than what you're expecting.
Right.
And when it comes, it's going to come and it's going to be tenfold. So that's it. That's what I always say to people who, oh, well, I don't like him because he's this. Or, I don't talk to guys that look like this. And I used to be like that. I definitely was like that.
You don't have no preferences no more?
I do have preferences.
I'm just getting that. What kind of preference you got? ideal guy, what's up? I'm just asking.
Okay, so ideal guy for me, educated guy, don't necessarily mean he had to go to college.
Educated guy,
somebody who can have a decent conversation with me, who can understand politics, who can understand what I think about and what I talk about, what's going on in the world. Okay.
You just said common interest, that guy.
I said number one. Number two, be able to have fun and not be stuck up. Okay, that's what I do.
What's fun to you?
Stuck up. Fun? Fun to me is don't get mad at me because I find something stupid on TV hilarious.
Okay, I got you. I'm just picking your brain a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because when you say fun, some people are like, hey, you're finna roll in this blood and dry. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so you don't know.
It ain't my dad.
Okay, I got you.
Thirdly, I need God, just, you know, be God-fearing and be able to have, even if you don't go to church, you have some type of relationship with high power.
Spirituality. I got you.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it. Hold on.
Okay.
One more is being faithful and honest. Those are the two things. And consistency. That is what.
You got purposes? I know you like talking. What else? Uh oh, I got.
You ready?
Get to it. Come on.
All right. So
yeah,
I would say definitely being able to be relatable and not be afraid and not be so closed in. You know, be open. New things, and I'm just saying sexually or anything, be open, you know.
That's gonna be some guys listening.
Like, if I want to go salsa dancing,
okay, there you go.
You know, I want to be like, okay, babe, let me go get my church shoes and we can go hit this ballroom. Like, let's go,
okay,
you know, or let's go hiking, you know, or just do something different. Like, don't just be so closed minded to just stay in the house, so go to the movies.
You want some spontaneity and you want some adventure stuff.
It doesn't have to be all the time, and I prefer for us to go on dates casually. It doesn't have to be every weekend or every.
You want your man?
Mannerism is very important to me too.
Okay.
Walking me to the door, walking me into my car door, or even opening the door for me.
Just little stuff, you know, flowers on Wednesday.
But it doesn't have to, again, this does not have to be every day, all the time, 24/7.
Nah, don't downplay it. Nah, get what you want.
Just say every now and then a little, just a little sparkle.
Don't say it. Show me. That's all you're saying.
And show me. If you care, show me. Give me those love language if you really could love me, you know. And it's not all about materialistic things, but I like that.
Got you.
That would be, and then also what Anna said, definitely consistency is definitely number one, because
we don't even have to say that because that's automatic.
Then why the hell they
going from two weeks to a month and then it go away.
This is what I mean by that.
Done.
Some stuff just automatic. Just like y'all talking about hygiene. Well, I shouldn't have to name hygiene as something I'm looking for. That's the way no day. If I got like, man, I hope she damn don't stay. What? That's stupid. I hope she brushed the teeth today. Yeah. If I got a thing like that, I'm not worried about dating ever again. If I gotta worry about that.
That's true. We'll get you some dogs. I had planned on getting cats.
I'm cool. I'm good. I don't need all that.
Oh yeah, kids.
Women need companionship. You know, so guys just need to have a purpose. Women need companionship.
Understood.
But so I got it. So that's it. You got one more. You good? Cause they gotta be tall and do all that. What else?
But yeah, we said consistency, so yeah, I think that would do it for me. And of course, going back to being in some type of relationship with God, I feel like my cousin actually, she said this the other day. She said that you have to have a relationship with yourself, number one, and you have to have a relationship with God. Even if you don't believe in God or that isn't your preference in your religion, that's totally fine. But you need to have some type of spiritual higher being that you connect to, that you can go to, just in case you can't come to me or you can't come to your friends or your family. You know that you can depend on that one God image or somewhat spiritual that you can go to and confine in. And if you can do that, we can be good.
I got a question too. So I want to unpack that. So what kind of stuff, like, if he can't come to you, what kind of stuff you mean, like, if he can't come to you with? Like, your man, like, you, okay, go to God with that. I'm coming to you with that. Okay, what you mean? It's no right or wrong answer. That's just what you mean with it.
Like, if you're conflicted with something going on and...
Like, what? I'm cheating on you and I don't want to talk about it?
I don't want to say cheating on me, sure. But even if there's something going on at work and you ask my advice about it, like, it says you need to leave your job and say you want to start your business, and I may feel like, I don't know, you know, we have this house, we have our family, our kids, yep. you know, so if you really feel like this is something you want, I'm with you, but we need to make sure we have a plan like set that. Up in like order that. For us to go this route. So yes, if you want, I'm here, but at the same time, go and talk to your higher being to see what you think would be best as well, you know, so consult within yourself and consult within whom you believe in. And then we can make a decision amongst each other and go from there.
It's a whole masterful man. But like, provision is a male's primary purpose.
Correct.
Like, yeah, that's a tough conversation. Like, baby, I hate my job.
Yeah.
I'm about to quit. You can't just cut you like that.
Like, Martin is.
Yeah, it's a tough conversation because, again, women seek provision. So once you hear, hey, baby, I'm about to quit this. I'm going to chase this passion idea. It's big. She might like, I really want to support you.
Right.
But provision is something I got to have.
Yeah.
So it's hard for a guy to come with that. So I get it.
Yeah.
We're going to
be living in a hut, you know, singing Kumbaya.
Or we're
going to be living in a house where we're secure. You know, those are some obstacles that can
occur.
Okay,
I'll just pick your brain a little bit.
Yep.
All right,
so we're going to do our quick threes. You ready, Anna?
Okay, I don't know what this is. Let's do it.
All right, this is just three quick questions we're going to ask in a minute or less. So I can go forth with the first answer.
All right. Undateable chicks. Dope podcast.
Thanks. Okay.
Y'all are not undateable though, but I like what y'all do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Titties or ass?
that's not fun. I like ass all day. Ass, like Big Sean said, ass all day. All
right.
I like both, but most times you don't get but one of them.
True.
So take your pick. I got this thing called 50-50. That's the chicks that then hit the genetic lottery. They got a little bit of both. Awesome. But most time you gotta pick one up, ass.
Alright.
Dolls or boy shorts?
I like ass. It look good in anything. She can have on some damn jeans, yoga pants, thong, boys. Who cares? The ass there, I love it.
Okay. Alright. Natural weed.
Supernatural. I ain't mad at my sister to do the protective hairstyle and that. I get it.
I don't know what it's called.
Because now back in the days, I used to hate that stuff, right? But you got some sisters out here in the world trying to get that little corporate job, or they're trying to do something. They're like, look, my hair is in a phase right now, right? I'm trying to let it grow out. Break it down, get real, get clean, whatever. And then come back. But I understand it, but I like my supernatural sister.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that is ending our show.
Oh, man, that was easy.
We
got
a shout-out.
Oh yeah, we do have some businesses to shout out right now.
Okay.
So the first business we are going to shout out is called Waxies. And we do have a competition tonight. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, so backstory. Backstory. You can't win it. You go to shout.
Damn
out.
It. No.
backstory on how I know Mr. 4th of July. When I was 15 years old, I was in this program called Mentors Project. And when I was a kid, I wanted to be a radio host or a TV host or something like that. Yes. And so Miss June O'Neill hooked it up. Miss O'Neill. Yeah. She hooked it up, and I was at a radio station with you. What's the other guy's name? I forget.
Either Dirty or Shout
Dirty.
Slim.
Dirty. Shout to Slim. Yeah. I was there.
So
I was 15 years old. That's the answer to the question that we're going to answer, we're going to have tonight. So in order for you to win the candle, you have to put you were 15 years old in the coming. So if you're listening, that's the answer. Okay, so that's the backstory. I set up there at the radio station and basically was like, yo, I wanna be, and then people are rude as shit. People that was calling me in was so rude. That scarred me for life, and I said, I don't think I wanna be a radio.
But you on top now, look at this.
Look at this, you see how that reversed?
I'm gonna say this right now. What's y'all going is gonna be way bigger than you realize. Cause when I got in radio, it's a whole new story, I can tell you later. What you doing now, stay consistent like y'all say, even with your business, it's bigger than what y'all realize.
I appreciate that.
Cool, I like that. So we got two businesses. So Waxies is one.
Right,
you can definitely go to Instagram and look up Waxies Candle Company.
Let me answer the question right now.
Shop Waxies Candles. That's so silly. And then the next
Tune in and get Anchor, whatever you gotta do to stream your this podcast. It's dope.
It's very dope.
Dope podcast. I'm co-signing. Cause I had a tenure in radio, 17 years. I know how it starts and what it takes and what kind of personalities that do well. So yeah, good stuff.
Awesome. Okay, so our next business is called Pure Life Beauty Spa. You're located in Albany, Georgia. Go ahead and go through. She offers non-invasive lipo. You women out there with the little pudge, baby girl.
I got my pudge.
Go ahead. Get rid of girl. But you know what? I heard men like the pudge, so
they do.
They like that. Yeah, put the head on. You feel me? So anyway, Pure Life Beauty Spa. That's gonna be located at 12084 Wright Street, Albany, Georgia, 31705. You can look them up on Instagram. You can also see them on our story, and then they have an Instagram, so just Pure Life Beauty Spa, and that's our business for tonight. All so right.
That's it, you guys.
Thanks for tuning in, you guys.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, if y'all want some personal training, hit me up. Matt Poulter Radio. On Instagram, also Work Fitness on Instagram, and if you into veganism like I am, Plant Bio, follow Plant Bio.
Good night, you guys. Thank you for tuning in to the Undateable Cheese.
Woo!
An undateable guy.
Right.
All
right,
so that was a late show.
Cool.
So I got to share something with you guys.
Uh-oh, what happened?
This little thing.
It stopped recording.
It did.
I said it. Yeah.
It stopped recording, so we're going to literally have to take that audio and switch it over. I'm going to have to cut it.
I saw your face. I was like, radio stuff like that always be happening, so I'm like, the way it works is
this browser, you say you have to be on Chrome browser. I'm on just Internet Explorer or whatever. It only records 5 minutes on this browser. You have to be on Chrome in order to do so. That's why I kept stopping it and started over.
I'm not gonna recognize that, like, what the hell you doing?
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna post this tonight so we can do the competition, and then I'm gonna cut the
so what time, so I know the same.